Grow your faith by listening to God's servant, Apostle Lutheran Godwin Essi, head pastor of Cooperative Fire Ministries on Hour of the Holy Spirit. You will be inspired, motivated, and know more about Jesus as you tune in. And now, the message.
Holy Spirit, you are here. Let us invite the speaker for this morning.
I know you are here,
doing the will
of the Father,
the Son. Revive us,
you are here.
Hey, hey, hey. the sovereign Lord, you are holy.
Amen.
We are in your dispensation.
Yes.
Sweet spirit. Sweet spirit. We love you.
Yes, Lord.
We believe in you.
Yes.
And this morning we pray that he will take charge.
Yes.
The spirit of the sovereign Lord, move in your own special way.
Yes, Lord.
Visit every heart and every mind.
Yes, Lord.
Heal those who are sick.
Amen.
Raise those who are dead.
Amen.
And set the captives free.
Amen.
Let your banner be raised.
Yes, Lord.
And your glory be seen.
Amen.
The spirit of the sovereign Lord, we welcome you.
Amen.
We welcome you.
Amen.
We welcome you.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sit down and order your service.
Yes, Lord.
While I sit on your lap.
Amen.
Speak through me to bless your people.
Amen.
Move in your own special way.
Yes, Lord.
Anything that will exalt itself above your knowledge, be cursed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Let Jesus alone be glorified.
Amen.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We anoint every chair with your blood.
Amen.
And we anoint each and everyone here with the power of your might.
Amen.
Visit everyone.
Yes, Lord.
Unto thy glory.
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 Yes, Lord.
You are welcome.
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
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 Amen.
You are welcome.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Bounce up.
My God, he's here. Appreciate him with a clap of
hands. Some shedding and you yam. Bumusha eradidin no and you yam.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Blessings for obedience.
Asutiemu enshura.
The creator of the universe is called the Omniscient. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. And he knows your end from your beginning. Your master plan is not in the hands of anybody, but your master plan is in the hands of Jehovah. And all that you are going through, as if nobody knows, there's somebody somewhere who knows everything, whatever you are doing, what is happening to you. He knows your thoughts. He knows everything about you. He knows you even better than you know yourself. How can I hide from your presence? Where can I run to? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I go to Afghanistan, you are there. If I lay my bed under the sea, you are there. I can run, but I cannot hide. This is the ancient of days we are talking about. Jonah, you are too tiny to mess me up.
Jonah,
teach you where power lies. I said, go to Nineveh and preach my word, and you say you will not go. You are running away from me. I am the Lord. I control the universe, and I know everything. I will never leave you like that. I will discipline you for you to know that I am the Lord God Almighty, and no one can mess me up.
Yona, me and Safara de na masuma se ko Nineveh na koka asempa ne kire won sakira. Wose won aso odin enti won ko udwane afri manim. Wo ra fi se me na me bo ewiate ne emuniam anyina. Enu ntima kire obabi atumi ewo.
And as Jonah was running, even in the ship, there was some unusual wind. It was a violent wind.
Na yona ye na andwin se odwane eno nti okotena suboto mu no ehum bi etu.
The captains and the people in the ship saw that this wind is not a normal wind. It is more than we think.
Na wonga wo hwe suboto no na wo kan na wo wo mu nimdie no ehun se ehum yi nya ehum kuma bi.
And they said, no, all of you come, let us cast lots.
Nti osibu nyina amomra na yan tuntonto.
Who is responsible for this calamity?
Or how he, why he na man by us?
And the Bible says the Lord fell on Jonah. Jonah, Jonah, what is your name? Where from you? What do you do? He said, I'm a Hebrew.
Bible actually said, and don't know at all, Jonah, so you will fear see beside us. One wine, a hen a woofy. Why any win young coupon? Oh, quahin, a damn pan away.
And he said, I am Jonah, I am a Hebrew. And I serve the living God, the one who created this sea. Hey,
na me sum onyankopon a otiase ne a obo ensue yi.
And I know that I am responsible for all.
Na minim se o how ye are abaye so yi na me so na aba.
All of you are innocent. I am the cause of the sorrow.
Wo de kuni mo hwe me na mama na ba.
Joseph would have, Jonah would have just go on his knees and say, God, forgive me, daddy, this time I will go. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me.
But Nanka, you na beti mi enya adwin sakra enya enuhu akoma. Apachao asrese erade afedi emeko.
But the Bible says in Jonah chapter 1 that Jonah had in his heart that I said, I will not go.
Bible echem se, you na eprim na koma. Emoka se, me.
I will disobey this powerful God. I will not go. I will not go. And God said, okay.
And
he prepared this huge fish.
At the end of the day,
they cast Jonah into the sea. And this huge fish opened its mouth wide and swallowed up Jonah into its belly.
Na abakosem yi echi nyina no wotu Jonah eto epunum. Na bonsu ana nyankopon asiesie ne yam se bedroom ama Jonah no ekoda ho din.
Oh yeah, Jesus. Oh yeah, Jesus. Oh yeah, Jesus. What's on our oh yeah, Jesus.
sataba, reko zisa talaba baya talaba baya talaba sata. And I would discipline you. So this huge fish came and swallowed up Jonah into its belly for 3 days and three nights. Jonah was in prison. And inside that prison, listen to me. Jonah was still alive inside there. And Jonah said, "Oh God, this time they will obey you."
Afei eho eno nya enu ho akoma. Ano se afei de meye oseti.
Father, forgive me.
Erade fache me.
God said, "Okay, Jonah. Now you obey me. Okay, fish. Vomit it." And when Jonah came out of the fish, it took him a short days to reach Nineveh. Some people, because of stubbornness, they will see the other side of God, the judgment, and the judgment will bring them back into their senses.
Na ebinum esen asoden ti Onyame asotwe ebeko won so kakra na fei omenya dwen sakra.
Anytime you disobey your God, you bring calamity upon your head. Calamity.
Abri biara obeye asobrachia etie nyame no wo de ohaw eba wa wo ho so.
Anytime you disobey God, you attract demonic attacks and influence.
Abri biara obeye asobrachia etie nyame no etwetwe osefo no.
Anytime you disobey God, it's like a tortoise coming out of its shell.
That's
right. The friend Nipna. A shell.
Nipna.
And you will testify that whenever a tortoise comes out of its shell, it is exposed to all kinds of attacks.
Now would it be better again, sir? At the city, no, nebina no, and a bone home by. And unti, biara, obefi, nebina no mono. Not just a wayamre, and unti, or how biara, ebet me a dinoso.
So anytime humanity disobey God, they put itself in a very dangerous situation.
And unti, abra, or the sani, bay, and I saw de etienya meno, now or the no ato bia, a yogu.
But whenever you obey the voice of your master, you pave your way into greatness. You pave your way into honor. You pave your way into promotion.
Amen.
You pave your way into healing.
Amen.
You pave your way into favor.
Amen. Now,
God bless you for tuning in to the Hour of the Holy Spirit with Apostle Lutheran Gordon Yesi. You are welcome to worship with us every Sunday at 8 a.m. on the Sprintex Road opposite Texco Market. For partnership, call 0508-897-049. You can also support this broadcast by sending in your contributions via mobile money number 0552 685117 Lutheran Godwin SE or call 0508-897-049 for further details. The Hour of the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit.